I'm not sure I could. They say time heals.
Scott.
Say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
To the Monday, August 6, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Before I get into my show today, and by the way, I don't have any guests, I want to make a couple of quick announcements. Number one, as you all know, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, free of charge, free shipping, simply email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And by the way, today, folks, what I'd like for you to do, if you would, is to get your pencil and paper out. Because what I'm going to start doing now is I'm going to start referring you to some videos that I think are pertinent to watch. I'm going to do that with a few of those today because I've been perusing through the website like I do all weekend, reading articles, watching videos, and so forth. And that's what my show's about today. We're going to go down the memory hole today, and I'm going to tie in some stuff that, happened a long time ago, but it's still pertinent to us today, and it still affects us, and I'll show you why. But before I do that, let me make one more announcement. The Bible Says Ministry, a big supporter of RBN Network and spreading the truth amongst his people, the Bible Says Ministry provides the people with a free packet of important materials like books like The Great Controversy, The Secret Government, movies like Mark of the Beast, etc. And as most of you know, these materials are sent to you free and intend to stay free. But the cost of postage is going up and the amount of packets going out, it gets costly. So if you are blessed by these materials and would like to send a free will offering, send it to Post Office Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Again, that's Post Office Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Even a small offering to the Bible Says Ministry would be greatly appreciated, folks. So also, if you haven't received this empowering packet from the Bible Says, then give them a call. The number is 1-888-211-1715. Again, that's 1-888-211-1715. And with that, I'm going to start my show today by telling you, you know, I think I've mentioned on previous shows that what I generally do is I do a lot of research. I scan the net. I read pertinent news articles. I go in and do research on specific items. And as you know, the Ron Paul thing is gearing up, and he's getting more supporters every day. What I find fascinating about this is I look at polls that Ron Paul is so far out in the lead that it's unbelievable. And I'll share a couple of those with you today. But as I go through and I go down this memory hole, which we're going to go today, we're going to tie some events that have happened years and years ago with what is currently going on. And I think you'll find it as fascinating as I found it. But also, I want to remind you, when we go to the break, I want you to get out your pen and paper, because I'm going to start giving you particular websites that you can go into, or giving you particular, I guess it wouldn't be a website, YouTubes or Google videos that you can go in and watch at your leisure. One thing I wanted to remind everybody of, we've got Ron Paul, we're supporting Ron Paul, we want him to get in there as the candidate for the Republican Party, but also on the flip side of the coin, we want to expose these people, such as Hillary Clinton, that we don't want on the ticket. I want you to think about something for a minute. Well, never mind. I'm going to get into this when I get into my story. But I'm going to give you some places to go today that you can watch at your leisure, and you can see some of the things that have happened over the years that will really stand the hair up on the back of the mind-numbed American's head or neck or whatever you want to call it. At any rate, I think you'll find it as interesting as I found it, and it's going to tie in with a lot of stuff that we're doing today and some of the stuff that I'm reporting. So stick with me. I'll be back in three. Again, don't forget, go get your pen and paper, folks. It's going to be important that you have it handy. All right? Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Michael Herzler, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'd like for you all to do me a favor. I hope you've all got your pen and paper out. But also, please do me a favor and do not, I don't want to take any calls this hour. I may take some next hour, but this is pretty intensive, and I want to get through this, folks. So bear with me, and remember, you can take some notes on this. Now, as I mentioned before, I was perusing through the Internet, and I was particularly looking at this guy by the name of Mark Rich. And for those of you who don't know, he was this international criminal, if you will, that was pardoned by Bill Clinton just before Bill Clinton walked out of office. So I'm perusing around looking for articles about this guy, and I ran across an article from those of you who remember Sherman Skolnick, brilliant reporter, very in-depth researcher, and I ran across an article of his that was dated January 26, 2001, and I found some very interesting and pertinent information that affects us today. So bear with me, listen close, because I'm going to read through this, and I'm going to stop at times and make some comments. But this is fascinating, folks. This is by Sherman Skolnick. Some feel old files can be a drag. Whether in original paper form or non-paper form, they take up space. And only old-timers might know the different files interface with one another. Besides, a super-duper swindler from yesteryear might have disappeared or never reappear in the public eye. Specializing in keeping track of big-time crooks, including judges and top IRS officials, we, as a group, have a repository of some 1 million documents, files, rare books, films, audio and videotapes, and more. We relish the thought of a big chief somehow showing up again. It makes keeping old files worth the effort. The problem? The data thus put together might be falsely described as tall stories, especially by those who grew up sucking on mass media milk. In other words, in plain talk, college-educated know-nothings, like those who email us questions on what they call, quote, martial law. Hey, have dictionaries become obsolete? Now, starting back in 1954 was a brilliant, high-strung, humorless speculator. His real name was Mark Reich. But to disguise his foreign descent past, and by the way, Reich is German, folks, he called himself Mark Rich. He knew how to trade a cyclone in usual and unusual metals, grains, and other items from the Earth's crust, and how to make money and shipments disappear through the dark and tax-neutral and tax haven hole, such as the Netherlands, Antilles. Oil embargoes such as against Iran in 1979 and 1980 because of the U.S. hostage mess did not affect him. To preserve his secrets, he apparently never fired any of his underlings. Supposedly they were paid even when they did not function well anymore. So the American CIA needed money to pay for a domestic or foreign political assassination? No problem. Mark Rich arranged it through smuggled or stolen gold bullion. A similar CIA gold trader living in Chicago suburb was assassinated on the day we fingered him in 1995 on our popular public access cable TV program. Mellow with age, John Tarullo, friend and tool of archbishops and top FBI and CIA officials, talked too much. As a teenager, he was a pilot for Benito Mussolini, the Italian strongman. Omitting Mark Rich's espionage role, but otherwise useful for background in this book, Metal Men, Mark Rich and the $10 billion scam by Craig Kopitas. To write the book, the author became a metal and commodity trader and infiltrated Rich's circle. Now, it's going to start getting interesting, folks, so don't leave me. I know a little bit of this is boring, but it's going to get really good here in a minute. Hillary Rodham Clinton and her globe-traveling new partner and reputed lover Vincent W. Foster Jr. were implicated in domestic and overseas money laundering. Secretly a top espionage operative, long before his short tenure in the Clinton White House, Foster traveled with telltale government rate airfare. He and Hillary and their crony Webster Hubble, former Little Rock mayor and once acting Arkansas Supreme Court Chief Justice, were strategists for reputed worldwide spying on banks as against both friend and foe for systematics in the bank computer software services field. Can you say promise software? No, that comes a little bit later. That was my comments, folks. We were about the first to finger Systematics, headquartered in Arkansas, and some of their front stooges tried with no success to scare us into silence. The National Security Agency, the NSA, file on Foster and Systematics linked Hillary Foster and others in many hundreds of pages of documents, but as unavailable to the public, mostly redacted, blanked out to outsiders. Mark Rich, the commodity bandit and spook, was so interwoven with the White House of George Bush the Elder and later Bill Clinton, you could not hardly tell whether the White House Dirty Tracks Department was in Washington or Zug, Switzerland, one of Rich's outposts. To escape being prosecuted, Rich did not return from Zug, Switzerland, to face the big-time federal criminal music in the 1980s. At the time, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Rudolph W. Giuliani, later New York City mayor, wanted to put Rich in jail. A Bush family confidant, Giuliani nevertheless found out too late that Mark Rich was the American CIA's laundryman and was immune. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute, folks, and mention to you a Bush family confidant, Rudy Giuliani. Okay? Now, as we know, Rudy Giuliani is currently a candidate in the Republican Party for president, and according to a pollingreport.com, they have him erroneously in the lead with 30%, and Thompson is next with 22%. On the other side of the coin, the Democratic side of the coin, we have Hillary Clinton that is leading the polls at 44%, and the next opponent is 27%, Obama. Now, I want you to just visualize for a minute, folks, if this were to play out, okay, and we were to have Hillary as the Democratic frontrunner, which is a possibility, or we have Hillary against Giuliani, okay, which is a Bush confidant and a front man. We know that Clinton and Bush are as tight as thieves, okay? So what we have, it reminds me of, you know, when Don King was promoting Muhammad Ali and he was promoting George Foreman. He didn't care who won the fight because he was making a tremendous amount of money. It's the same thing. It reminds me of the fight where it said, gay, let's get ready to rumble. Okay, in this corner we have Rudy cross-dressing Doo-Doo Giuliani. And in the other corner we have Democratic frontrunner Hillary Stinky Kaka Clinton. Now, that doesn't leave us much of a choice. We can either vote for Doo-Doo or we could vote for Kaka. And in any event, we'd still get pooped on. Wouldn't make any difference. And this kind of event goes back, and you can trace it back through the different presidential races with Kerry against Bush and so forth. Okay, but let me continue here. I want to make a point with this. These people are all connected. And by my estimation, I believe that this White House has been commandeered and has been being run behind the scenes since 1981, since after Reagan was shot. And I think it's been being run behind the scenes by George H.W. Bush, or he's had a distinct involvement in it. But let me continue with this. When Rudy started to run for U.S. Senator from New York against carpetbagger Hillary Clinton in the year 2000 election, she was afraid he would mouth off about her and Foster and Mark Rich. So Hillary's press agents reportedly launched a preemptive strike planting details publicly of Giuliani's marital troubles. Remember that, folks? I remember that. And so Rudy sidestepped the whole mess and the election by divulging what he must have already known, that he was ill with cancer. The book author described him, Mark Rich, the man of whom the United States Justice Department privately called the most corrupt corporate executive in America. That's in Metalman, page 13, the book. After he took refuge in his Switzerland offices, the oil-soaked monopoly press, protective of high-level swindlers, agreed to stay mostly silent. Now, what's ironic about this, we've got all these players, folks, and I want you to think about it for a minute. You know, let's say I've got 20 listeners out there that are listening, and we're all really, really good friends. But we're all evil thieves. So I pick out 10 of you guys, you know, let's go with, Michael from New York and CJ in Missouri and Art and Ken and a few others. And I say, okay, you guys are all Democrats. And then the other 10, I say, okay, we're all Republicans. All right. And we just take turns passing the baton off. That's what they've been doing. Let's see. By 1990, Rich was a key player in a huge, mostly unpublicized Russian ruble affair. That sounds interesting. An attack by the American CIA and worldwide banks fronting for him against the Soviet currency, which led to the downfall of the Moscow government. Boy, that rings a bell. The result was the dissolution of the Soviet Union into fighting with each other provinces, each a fieldum for mental exploitation and speculation. That's Mark Rich especially. Now, I'm going to stop that article right here, and I'm going to go to another article that was written. I'm not going to read much out of this, but it was written in February of 2001 by Patrick Martin of the World Socialist Web. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but I'm going to read this much about Mark Rich. Patrick Martin says, there is little dispute about the basic facts of the case. The Belgian-born Mark Rich, who became a multimillionaire commodities trader in the 1960s, fled the United States in 1983 after he was indicted on charges of tax evasion related to his oil trading business, as well as violating the U.S. ban on trade with Iran. Rich-owned companies paid $200 million in penalties for tax charges. Many other U.S.-based international oil companies paid similar fines and civil penalties for such infractions. Under Department of Energy regulations, which were abolished by the Reagan administration in 1984, but Rich was the only capitalist to face criminal charges. Now listen real closely to this sentence, folks. Over the past 17 years, Rich has grown even wealthier in exile with especially lucrative ventures in the former Soviet Union. I want you to think about that for a few minutes till I get back, because this is going to tie in with somebody else I've been talking about. We'll see you in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. It's even going to get better, folks, so hang around.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
To you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm reading an article from Sherman Skolnick dating back to 2001 regarding Mark Rich. But the reason I'm doing this, folks, is because, as I mentioned, I believe that the administration back when Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981 was hijacked by the powers that be, i.e. George H.W. Bush. We have been under this neocon control for the last 26 years. And if Hillary Clinton were to be elected, or Giuliani, either one, we're just facing 8 more years of the same. But as I go through here, I'm going to start tying in events and people that you can get a big picture of what's going on and why this has been happening to us for so long. So as I was saying, over the past 17 years, Rich had grown even wealthier in exile with especially lucrative ventures in the former Soviet Union. Rich's money has now brought him a pardon by President Bill Clinton in the United States. Direct bribery was unnecessary. After hiring prominent Republican lawyers during the Reagan and Bush administrations, Leonard, and I'm talking about George Bush Sr., which goes back into the mid-80s, Leonard Garment, former Nixon White House counsel, William Bradford Reynolds, once an official of the Reagan Justice Department, and, listen to this one, folks, I, Scooter Lewis Libby, was one of Mark Rich's attorneys, who now was the assistant for Dick Cheney. See how these people are starting to tie in, folks? Now chief of staff of Vice President Richard Cheney, Rich hired a top Democratic lawyer, Jack Quinn, to give him direct access to Clinton. Quinn was White House counsel in 1993 and 94 and remained close to both Clinton and Gore. He eventually... I'm sorry. That's all I want to read out of that article. I'm going to go back to the other one now. Sorry about that. Let's see. Another George Bush, the elder American CIA darling, was a fellow originally... Oh, here we go. Listen closely to this, folks, because Don Nikoloff and I have been reporting on this for the last 3 months. And there are people out there that I get emails from that are skeptical. There are certain talk show hosts that are saying things like, well, you know, I don't take much stock in that, which that's okay because they haven't done the research. But there's a talk show host out there in particular that's saying, it's a hoax. Oh, it's a hoax. Well, if it's a hoax, show me some proof that it's a hoax, because I'm going to read you some things now that lend even more credibility than we already have, which is plenty, that it certainly isn't a hoax. Another George Bush the Elder, American CIA darling, was a fellow originally from Wisconsin, Leo Wanta. He played a key role in the attack on the Russian ruble to topple the Moscow gang. A CIA-friendly author, the late Claire Sterling, wrote a book, a form of mixed and mixed-up report of Wanta, Thieves' World, The Threat of the New Global Network of Organized Crime by Simon & Schuster, and that book was written in 1994. As she described it, and by the way, she doesn't paint Leo Wanta as a real, you know, stellar fellow, but she still vouches for his existence, okay? The fact that scarcely anyone outside of Russia has heard of the Great Ruble Scam may be explained partly by its seemingly unbelievable details, but partly, too, by Western reluctance to touch exquisitely sensitive political nerves. That's on page 177 of her book, Thieves' World. Now, to protect the CIA, Sterling has a picture of Wanta in the book under which she has the unfair and not balanced description of, I quote, Leo Wanta, the American snake oil salesman who stormed world money markets to crash the ruble in 1990 and 1991, unquote. She conveniently omits that Wanta's cut of the action has been frozen in Russian banks, some of which were taken over by the Russian underworld and mafia, and the funds disappeared when some of the banks collapsed. On the other hand, trillions of rubles were successfully siphoned out of Russia by George Bush the Elder for his personal benefit, some through dope trafficking and weapon smuggling by the Bush family as secret authorized by Federal Commissar Alan Greenspan. Now, does that give you a picture, folks, of why, you know, when Don Nikoloff reports that Alan Greenspan was arrested, why he would be arrested? This article goes back to January of 2001, which implicates Alan Greenspan in this entire scam. Oh, let's see. Let me continue on here. Reserve secret wire transfers. Let's see. I'm sorry. Greenspan aids and bribes Bush with attached Federal Reserve secret wire transfers authorized by Greenspan to 25 worldwide secret Bush family accounts to launder such illicit proceeds. One such account, as shown, is jointly with the Queen of England at the bank she owns, Coutts Bank of London. Gee, I wonder if that would explain why George H.W. Bush was knighted, and I believe it was December 20th, 1993. See how these dates tie right in, folks? Not only that, but George Bush is related by blood to the Queen of England. An American foreign correspondent based in Italy, Claire Sterling, wrote occasionally for the CIA Trumpet, the Washington Post. This suppressed original edition of the book goes into that newspaper CIA links, named for Catherine Graham, the longtime straw boss for the newspaper, Catherine the Great, by Deborah Davis. Not cheated out of his commission, Mark Rich stayed shut about himself and the American CIA, such as with the George Bush family, including the elder Bush's sons, Neil, Jeb, and our current occupant of the White House, George W. But, cheated out of his commission, Leo Wanta talked openly. So in 1993, when Wanta went to Switzerland to await the expected arrival of Clinton White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, Wanta fell into a trap. With that, I won't let him out of the trap till we get back from the break. Stick with me, we'll have more. It gets even better, folks. I hope you're taking notes on this and tying together the dots. Be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
From Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm reading to you a report from Sherman Skolnick, the late, great Sherman Skolnick, back from January 26, 2001, regarding Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Bill Clinton. And I'm showing you the ties here between these players, one of which I report on with Don Nikoloff, my co-host on Tuesdays, every week. And some people say that it's well, they're skeptical of it, and other people say, I don't take much stock in it, and other people come out and say it's a hoax. Well, you be the judge, folks. The Bush family, including the elder Bush's son, Neil, Jeb, and George, wrong spot here. Well, that's right. Wanta fell into a trap. Leo Wanta talked openly. So in 1993, when Wanta went to Switzerland to await the expected arrival of Clinton White House Deputy Counsel Vincent W. Foster Jr., Wanta fell into a trap. At the behest of Mark Rich, Hillary Clinton, Vince Foster, and Wanta were working on a money laundering deal involving the reputed CIA frontrunner, the innocent-sounding name Children's Defense Fund. Participating behind the scenes was Tommy Thompson. Then Wisconsin governor. Now, I've got more on him in a minute. Now, remember that. Tommy Thompson, then Wisconsin governor. Put an asterisk next to that name. And Donna Shalala, once chancellor of the University of Wisconsin at Madison. And later head of the Department of Health and Human Services. In the alleged President George W. Bush administration, Thompson became the Health and Human Services successor to her. To shut him up, Wanta was grabbed by so-called authorities in Switzerland and clapped into a dungeon, he says. Foster never arrived. A short time later, a private hit team murdered Foster in or near the Clinton White House and dumped his body next to the American Civil War cannons in the memorial Fort Marcy Park, Virginia. The true happening of his demise is recorded on satellite images compiled by the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, super-secret satellite bosses. Now listen to this. The head of the NRO imaging project, Daniel Potter, was later murdered. Now I want you to write that name down too, folks, because a little later I'm going to get into some of the people that were murdered that are attributed, that happened to have dealings with the Clintons. The Foster hit team was paid $5 million of laundered funds reported through Mark Rich, George Bush the Elder. Mark Rich slash George Bush the Elder. Some background details of the Foster murder are in our website series on Greenspan, AIDS, and Bribes Bush. Now, you can go into Google and type in Greenspan, AIDS, and Bribes Bush, and you can read that article for yourselves, but I don't have time to go into that today. Wanta was brought back to the U.S. on alleged charges of misstating $14,000 in supposed taxes. Who wanted him silenced and jailed? CIA darling Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson and his dirty bird crony, George Herbert Walker Bush. Once head of America's secret political police, noticed the different standards of so-called justice. Wanta, complaining loudly about the freezing of his commission on the Russian ruble scam, has been put in jail and, he says, mistreated. He says he keeps reporting to his jailers to no avail, his medical ailments which require attention. Now, I want to mention to you at this point that the same Tommy Thompson that was running in cahoots in this scam with George H.W. Bush was also the governor, Wisconsin governor, is who had him put in jail, okay, this crime syndicate, if you will. This guy, if you watch the debates, is a current candidate for president. Can you believe it? On the other hand, yeah, I can believe it. I can believe anything now. On the other hand, CIA darling, reputed assassin, facilitator Mark Rich, running from Switzerland, a worldwide massive CIA proprietary money laundry, is pardoned in the final hours of the stinky Clinton administration. For Bill's benefit, Mark Rich conveyed for use to Hillary, and eventually Bill, somewhere between $30 and $100 million. Our sources say it is closer to $30 million. Gold experts and such on their website on 124 of 2001, remember, this goes back before 9/11, folks, say, quoting a knowledgeable source, "The White House provided no reasons for Rich's pardon, and I understand that the commodity crowd in New York speculates that Clinton ended up with a minimum of $100 million in his pocket somehow, somewhere, as a payoff from Rich for the pardon. No one could corner or manipulate a market better than Mark Rich. I wonder if he has been part of the gold cartel all this time." Let's see. It goes into a website. I'm not going to go. Website of the Gold Antitrust Committee, which contends the Federal Reserve and others are in a worldwide cabal that forced down the price of gold below the cost of production in order to save the paper money gang. They're still doing this with the plunge protection team to this day. The Mark Rich reputed bribe to the Clintons is parked, escrowed, as it is called, at a Caribbean dope haven money drop, the former Dutch possession St. Martin's Island, owned by recently current and former top IRS officials is an ocean-going money laundry boat disguised as a floating gambling casino that comes and goes from St. Martin's and then crosses the Atlantic to Spain and Portugal. Leo Wanta is one of a very few real experts on the Russian mafia. The Russian underworld bloomed following the downfall of the Moscow government. Former cutthroats of the Soviet secret police, the KGB, were out of work, so they formed a help-themselves situation, becoming or already had been experts in superior quality counterfeit U.S. and other currency, stolen U.S. credit cards, supplying young men and women for prostitution in the U.S. in large cities like Chicago. If you become knowledgeable about all this influx of Russian mafia to America and seek to report it to the local FBI, guess who gets investigated? You, not the mafia. The FBI know the Russians have superior methods, and the FBI does not wish to tangle with them. With complete immunity, as we have described in earlier website stories, Congressman Henry Hyde reportedly runs a strip joint in an unincorporated area near Chicago. Used our Russian naked women as dancers, brought to America under false pretenses that are going to work in, quote, offices. All this in apparent open violation of laws regarding U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Services, the INS. Also, Hyde reportedly keeps no records as required by the state revenue or the IRS. And, ha-ha, Hyde has become head of the Foreign Relations Committee, to paraphrase the Old Testament, tabernacles of gangsters prosper and those that curse heaven are secure. A sad and cynical thought that troubles reformers. As savvy court observers long have noticed, dirty, corrupt politics are what counts, not the law and the facts. Wanta, to fight being framed, had a lawyer working for him that reportedly understood the CIA tricks against those who the spy agency wants to throw away. On the other hand, notice what he said about the Mark Rich pardon by Clinton. Quote, Rich's attorneys had ties to the former President Jack Quinn, co-founder of Quinn, Gillespie & Associates, was a Clinton White House counsel and chief of staff to Vice President Gore, and Arnold and Porter have represented the Clinton Legal Defense Fund since it was recreated in 1998. They pardoned bypass procedures, Washington Post. That was out of the Washington Post, January 24th, 2001, page A1. Wanta has positives, some possible negatives in the viewpoints of some. Although a Wisconsin resident, he has credentials which appear to be genuine, naming him as the ambassador to Switzerland from the East African nation of Somalia. Such diplomatic authority should have spared him his troubles with Tommy Thompson. Sarcastic folks, however, surmise the credentials could have been covertly arranged by his one-time mentor, Bush the Elder. Remember, there's been some questions about whether Leo Wanta had the actual credentials, and I haven't been able to find them. I've put out the feelers for that, haven't been able to come up with any, but it could be possible that Bush the Elder had those made for him through the CIA to assist in laundering sums through the reputed CIA front, the Children's Defense Fund. Cynics chuckle that Wanta may simply have just bribed someone in Somalia or elsewhere to be named an ambassador from that nation with their purported role by a robber baron military junta. Really, is that different from the United States? No. Against his wish, have Wanta's former cronies kept him in jail, like a number of other CIA covert operatives, as a cheap way to protect him from his enemies at government expense, enemies such as George Bush the Elder and his sons? As part of a cover-up, various high-level persons have an interest to have some CIA operatives no longer useful, most likely including Wanta. They discredit and even have them falsely jailed. In the Russian ruble caper in 1990 and 1991, Federal Reserve Commissar Alan Greenspan and then-President Bush the Elder reportedly arranged to siphon off funds of the former Soviet banking system for their personal benefit of that and that of their cronies. This required getting in bed with the Russian mafia. Thousands of tons of the Soviet gold treasury disappeared and ended up with top-level Dutch criminals operating as the Algemeen Bank Nederland, now called the ABN AMRO. Thus, enriched has been ABN's American flagship, LaSalle National Bank of Chicago, which used the purloined gold, set up branches in 15 American cities, gobbling up other banks in the process, secretly paying for them with stolen Soviet gold. And by the way, we do have documentation of a list of all these banks that the money has been laundered through. They're on Christopher Story's website. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's see where we got going here. Now, here's some questions of which in our various website series we have made partial answers. How many foreign and domestic political assassinations has Mark Rich reportedly arranged and financed, disguised as metal and grain deals? See some of the details. Oh, I don't even know whether I want to go into this, folks. Let me read through this a little bit here and see. Oh, here's one I outlined. Let's do this one. Did Bill and Hillary Clinton use Mark Rich to come up with the loot to pay for the private hit, as mentioned, on their crony Vincent Foster, because Foster was engaging in treason, as was implicating him? Some background. Greenspan. Oh, sorry. All right. Well, that's that, folks. They ask the question, but they don't give the answer, so I guess I'm not going to report on that. But ironically, I wanted to read that report to you to do a couple things. To show you and to tie in these players. These players are still around. Well, other than the ones that have been assassinated. But these players are still around. We have a number of them. We've got Giuliani, we've got Thompson, and we've got Clinton that are currently candidates for the presidency. And this is the kind of stuff they're in. I want you to get your pencil and paper out, because I went beyond this, folks. I went in and took a good, hard look at what was going on down in Arkansas when Bill Clinton was president. And it's very disturbing. For those of you who have not yet seen the video, the Clinton Chronicles, I would urge you to go in to YouTube or Google. I can't remember which one it is. And type in Google the Clinton Chronicles and watch that movie. You will be absolutely astounded at what you see. And all of the information there is documented. They have witnesses. It is all true. There's another one called the MENA cover-up. That's M-E-N-A, MENA cover-up. Write that one down, folks. And there's one more called Obstruction of Justice. And I'm going to get into that one a little bit in a minute. But before I do that, what's going on here? I'm really astounded, because I looked at this poll. It's a pollingreport.com. And you can go in there for yourself and take a look at this, where it says that Rudy Giuliani, who is a CFR member, by the way, has 30% of the votes, and he's 8% ahead of Tommy Thompson, and he's in first place as far as a Republican candidate for president. I don't know where they're getting these figures, folks, because I'm going to go in here in a minute, and I'm going to read to you some figures that I got off of some major polls, and it doesn't have, it's nowhere near what this is. So why they're reporting this on pollingreport.com, I don't have a clue. And this is, the date on this is August 1st, 2007. On the flip side of the coin, we've got Hillary Clinton in the lead with 44% of the vote. And Obama is second with 27% of the vote. Now, that brings me to, I'm going to go off on Hillary Clinton a little bit here. Got a couple things. I don't know, for those of you who do not know, and this is off of Newsmax.com, Hillary, and this is August 4th, this is Saturday, okay, Hillary shifts war position quietly. That's the title of the article. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who voted for the Iraq war and then argued it would be a mistake to set a date certain for withdrawing American troops from Iraq, is now declaring that she wants to end the war today, reports the New York Times. What's more, concludes the report, the change in her stance has occurred gradually, without provoking resounding charges of flip-flopping. A New York Times CBS News July 2000 poll found that among Democrats who said the invasion of Iraq had been a mistake, 56% said they had a favorable view of Mrs. Clinton's performance. A year later, that figure had shot up to 69%. Furthermore, her standing during that period among all Democrats has improved, while anti-war protests at her appearances have dwindled. Thanks to her votes on defending the war and supporting a timetable for withdrawal, she has diffused the war issue as a problem for her and her 2002 vote for the war to quite an extent, says Media Benjamin, a leader for the anti-war group Code Pink. Not so generous with his analysis of Marcos Melitzis, the founder of the Liberal Daily Coast website. Melitzis told the Times that Clinton had done a great job of blurring on the war, alluding to her statements that she would leave a sizable military force in Iraq even after reducing the military role there. According to the Times report, an advisor to one of Clinton's opponents who remained anonymous described the candidate's change as more of a slide than a flip-flop. But according to Jonathan Prince, a deputy campaign manager for John Edwards, a slipping and sliding Hillary will not escape unscathed. But does this surprise anybody? I mean, really, I'll tell you in a minute. The people for whom the war is a number one issue, she is always going to have a problem, Prince said. The folks who are deciding their vote based on a war and their anti-war are quite aware that she has tacked back and forth on this. And this is a political move, folks. She voted for the war in Iraq. Okay, she is running. She is, according to this polling, what is this poll again? Let's see. Pollingreport.com, she is the lead contender to the Democratic Party. And now she's taking a stance of being against the war. Could it be, and I want you to think about this for a minute, could it be that they are so afraid of Ron Paul and the support that he is gaining that she has had to make that flip-flop? Because let's face it, they're all pro-war. Ron Paul is the only one that I know of, there might be one other one in there, that is not pro-war. And this man is gaining ground. That's one issue on Hillary Clinton. Now, I had one of my listeners, George, that sent me yet another email regarding Hillary Clinton. And let's see. I want to see who this is from. It doesn't say who it's from. It's a copy. He copied it from somewhere, I guess. It's called Dangerous Hillary. We hear a great deal of criticism of Hillary's personal flaws, her ruthless ambition, her opportunism, her untruthfulness, her lesbianism, etc. These certainly should disqualify her from leading our nation. I'll be back with more of this after the break, folks. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll open up the lines in the second hour. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And I was going a little bit further that on an email that George sent me on Dangerous Hillary. The point I'm trying to make to you about Hillary Clinton is that she's a liar, folks. Okay, she takes a position, she waffles, she moves over to another position. But I wanted to reemphasize to you, I am going to start from this point on, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show, I promote freedom to fascism for everybody, free of charge. Bobby is so kind to send them out to you guys, and it's to open up the dumbed-down American people's mind. But what we need to do now is we need to step up the action, because we're getting support for Ron Paul. I'm going to read off some polls to you here in a few minutes. But and on the same token, we need to expose these people, so like Hillary Clinton, for what she has been doing all along, for these the shenanigans that have been going down in Arkansas when with the Rose Law Firm and so forth. And that's why I emphasize, go in there and watch the movie. I want you to watch it. I want you to get proactive. I want you to share it with your neighbors. If you can get a copy of it, get a copy and burn copies. If you can't and they have a computer, tell your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, your store, you know, the people that you shop with and so forth to watch this. Anybody that's thinking of voting for Hillary Clinton after they see the Clinton Chronicles, I assure you will change their mind. So we want to, we're in an info war here, folks, and the media has will shut all of this down. They did a really good job of shutting it down during her husband Bill Clinton's campaign for presidency. So it's up to us. We are the warriors. We are the one that needs to get this information out to the dumbed down American public. Now, getting back to this article here. I was going to get back to it, but we got a call. I was going to open up the phone lines in the second hour, but this is still the first hour. Let's go to Scott in Nebraska. Scott, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, I've got some family that's actually going to be involved at the straw poll next week, and I asked them yesterday. They were one of them was in the spin room yesterday after the debate in Iowa, and I asked him how he thought Ron Paul would do, and he said at best he's going to finish fifth or sixth in the straw poll next week in Ames, Iowa. So I just thought that that was kind of interesting, and I thought maybe we should get some people out and make sure that he finishes better than that.
Well, now, in a straw poll, forgive me for my naivety, but a straw poll, I mean, when I see these figures, just like I saw here, Scott, with this pollingreport.com, I saw that Ron Paul was showing 2%. And in a few minutes here, I'm going to read off some of these polls, late polls that have taken that has this man so far out in the lead that even the distant second is a shame. So I don't understand where they're coming up with these figures.